So as it was mentioned, I'm going to go over kind of the problem and the statement and everything, and then Diane is really going to get into the heart of what it was that we did. The cover picture here of our Philadelphia Hunger Task Force and what the Department of Health and the Mayor's Office has been doing on this issue includes actually the picture of our commissioner and our chief of staff, as well as some of our other folks, staffers, and then that's my little guy, you know, gung-ho about the issue. So, and Diane's going to explain more what this picture was about and what activities it really entailed. And you can tell that it was a rainy, horrible day, but we are committed to this issue in the city. And let's see. There we go. Nearly one in five Philadelphians, 20%, had to skip or cut meals due to lack of money during 2008. In total, 260,600 people, 183,000 adults, and 77,600 children experienced the most severe form of food insecurity. Since the year 2000, Philadelphia has experienced a 65% increase in the number of food insecure persons, meaning folks that are hungry, and 64% increase in the number of households accessing food from cupboard support. So we have a significant problem of hunger in the city. There's been a significant increase in the demand for food support. At the same time, there's been a decrease in the available food supply due to increased food costs and decreased donations. So again, we have this dynamic, whether it's because of the recession or it's with the economic situation, but we have this dynamic of increased demand and reduced supply as it concerns food. The need is both for adequate and nutritious food choices. So not only is there limited food supply, but the level of the food and the food that it's available is not necessarily always fresh and maybe the most nutritious. And there's also, with that said, there's also a paradoxical link between hunger and obesity. Most of the self-stable food that's available at the cupboards and everything else is not necessarily the fresh food and not necessarily the most nutritious choices available. One of the examples that we've used in the past is that given limited resources, and an individual that has a certain number of dollars to spend on bread is probably more likely to buy the white bread than the more nutritious, healthier wheat bread. So hunger is not only an issue in terms of folks and children specifically going hungry, but also it impacts the levels of obesity in the city. So what was the vision? To address this problem, there was a task force formed by the Office of the Mayor as well, and the Department of Public Health took a strong lead into it, and our commissioner and our chief of staff determined early on that hunger is definitely a public health issue. So the vision there was that every Philadelphian should have affordable access to nutritious and locally grown food, or the knowledge of how to access the services to reach the level of security. So they should actually have the ability to get the food that they need, and that food should be nutritious, and that they have access to safe food. Okay, so that's where kind of, as the chief of food protection, my role comes in, is, you know, are the cans of food that the folks are receiving, are they dented cans? Because obviously dented can, once it's opened and consumed, can lead to botulism, et cetera. You know, is the produce healthy? What are the food sources, and what is the level of food that folks are getting? Because just because it's free shouldn't mean that it's unsafe. We have a lot of folks that want to go ahead and feed the hungry. They want to go ahead and you know, make chili and make soup and everything else and feed folks in Love Park, but what sorts of temperature controls do they have? What exactly are they feeding them? How are they transporting it? Where was it, you know, where was the food cooked? How is it being served? So those are the sorts of safety concerns that we have. And then the other part, as I mentioned, has to do with the nutrition aspect of the food. Okay, is the food nutritious, or is it impacting our obesity levels? The mission of the task force was that the agencies, the community, share and communicate the common vision and priorities to proactively reduce barriers to access, increase efficiencies in service delivery, and maximize the resources from local, state, and federal levels. So realizing that we had this problem, more folks are hungry, there's more of a demand, the supply of the food donations and everything is decreasing, our numbers of obesity are on the rise, we have folks that are trying to do all sorts of things to help. A task force was convened, and Diane Laux, who's my co-presenter, was actually the coordinator in charge of the Mayor's Task Force on Hunger. We really had to come together and kind of say, okay, what can we do about this problem, and how do we face this problem in the city? So the goals that we went ahead and established as a task force were to provide leadership, policy consistency, and resource efficiency, which essentially we have a whole bunch of groups that are trying to do a lot of good things with providing food and providing donations, et cetera. And it was a matter of coordinating those and really working with them to break down any sort of turf issues, any sort of barriers, and really work with them to coordinate things so that food could be nutritious and safe and healthy food was accessible to the folks that really needed it. We wanted to also improve efficiency and effectiveness of the program delivery by all the agencies. And Diane will go into the concept of 311 and having emergency boxes available. So in case somebody, you know, loses a job, doesn't have food to get through the weekend, how they would be able to contact an emergency center, an emergency number to go ahead and get food, whether it be from a local rec center or a fire department, et cetera, a police department, and Diane will go further into that. And then to really improve information flow among and between the agencies. This was one of the first times ever that public health took a role and recognized the fact that hunger is a public health issue and that we need to have cross-agency coordination to go ahead and address this issue, that it's not just about the food banks, and it's not just about shelter services or the mayor's office or the churches trying to feed folks, but it really needs to be coordinated and have a coordinated effort. So with that, these were our goals, and Diane's going to kind of go into our results and our partners and what she really led us to do.
I think you could see from PALAC's numbers that Philadelphia is a very hungry city. We know that one in five persons is food insecure, but we actually believe that that number may be as high as one in three persons. In November of last year, city government formed and facilitated the first ever Mayor's Task Force on Hunger in Philadelphia. The task force was convened to proactively address the food emergency precipitated by the 2008 economic downturn. The work group included leaders from the city's major hunger NGOs, from food suppliers, advocates, the mayor's office, and the city health department. In Philadelphia, we are extremely lucky to have very professional and very well-led NGOs and partners. We are extremely lucky in that regard. As well, what we did was we challenged each of those organizations to play to their individual strengths and to identify the unique role that they could play in hunger reduction efforts. We're not burdened in Philadelphia by competing organizations. They're not competing food banks. There's one. There's one coalition against hunger. There's one. So the message was clear. We asked those groups to play to their strength, to their strength. The key items for policy inclusion are these four issues: strengthen public-private food assistance partnerships, maximize the impact of federal nutrition programs, enhance nutrition for low-income Philadelphians, and commit to end hunger. We created this strategic framework for the hunger initiatives. We aligned the group with the state of Pennsylvania's blueprint for a hunger-free Pennsylvania and set these key policy objectives for the community. Each group was then challenged to say, where do their initiatives fall under one of these four particular objectives? The first area for strengthening public and private food assistance partnerships, at the end of the day, it's all about people, the right people working on the right issue. You'll remember that for whatever reason, this was the first time that the hunger fighting community was invited to City Hall to work with government officials. We don't know why that never happened in the past, but this was the first this past year. So building trust in this group and truly strengthening these partnerships was a major piece of work in itself. We immediately recognized the quality of the work already in place and used the advocacy community's hunger policy platform and food stamps as stimulus documents to focus and organize our efforts for immediate and concentrated policy impact. Critically important as well was that Mayor Nutter at the City Health Department's request officially proclaimed hunger as a public health issue during National Public Health Week this past year. Proclaiming, especially in this community, that hunger would no longer be a shadow issue, a not talked about or shame-bound issue. The Health Department showed up as well in full force, as Palak showed on the very first slide, at the Community's Hunger Walk on April 11th, culminating all of the events for National Public Health Week. Their participation in the walk was as well a first in the city. All of these events, these actions by the city, by the mayor, deeply encouraged the NGO community and the public health physicians who deal regularly with the aspects of hunger and obesity in our city. From the slide you can see as well, we opened quick access for the NGOs to city units to expedite new and emergency food 800 telephone numbers and the distribution of emergency food boxes. These were immediate access, immediate needs tactics. When we saw how hungry the city was and how really out of food we were, the food bank declared an emergency, a food emergency in the city, and overdrive activities occurred. We undertook a review as well as some of the smaller partnership projects that were underfunded in the city but represented extremely creative and scalable projects and brought these efforts to foundation's attention. The second of our objectives was to maximize the impact of federal nutrition programs. By far the most effective and comprehensive defense against hunger comes from full utilization of federal nutrition programs. The two big programs for focused effort are the food stamp or SNAP program and school feeding programs. We are only truly beginning the work to expand the outreach and streamline the application process for SNAP. Even more than reach, the real issue is streamlining process, as all of our local experts have confirmed. We are as well are just beginning the work to ensure that more and more children are participating in school feeding programs. And very shortly, we will begin the work to encourage that the nutritional quality of those meals is improved. So we're anticipating excellent supports from the federal government over the next couple of years as the Obama administration has aggressively come out of the box. And in the first day of President Obama's tenure in office, they proclaimed a goal, and that is to end childhood hunger by the year 2015. Our third area of focus was enhanced nutrition for low-income Philadelphians. We really are attempting here to bring to life GreenWorks Philadelphia's goal for local fresh food access within 10 minutes of 75% of the city's population by 2015. To do this, this involves education on the benefits and use of and access to fresh foods, creatively educating persons to the benefits of more nutritious food choices is really the objective. The goals are that we would have more fresh produce and whole grains in school and senior center feeding programs, that we would increase the fresh produce in corner stores, in stationery and traveling farmers markets, and in supermarkets in underserved neighborhoods, and that there would be monetary incentives for healthy food choices. Many of our partners are actively working towards these goals already with well-formed and scalable programs. The city's health department will likely support and incorporate expansion of farmers markets, introduction of the Healthy Bucks incentives, and expansion of corner store initiatives in their application to the CDC obesity prevention grant. Through this same initiative, they hope to also significantly expand the farm to school program from 5 to 90 public schools in Philadelphia. Barriers to overcome. When you're looking at numbers like 1 in 5 or 1 in 4 or 1 in 3 Philadelphians being hungry, the most serious barrier to overcome is inertia. The stops and starts in hunger relief are many. People despair, people get tired, focus is not kept. And that's a very serious problem when we have this serious of a public health issue in our midst. So we must build the momentum and keep it going. We must plan for success in our communities. Hope without a plan is only a dream. We need the inspiration and encouragement for many of the fine things that can be done now. And the NGOs and the leaders in some of those efforts really deserve that kind of recognition and support. As far as opportunities to seize, we really believe that growing the partnerships is the essence of what we will do. There are many ways to align our efforts and share the common vision and move against our key objectives in order to do justice to the issue of hunger in our cities. And this is an issue of justice. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and other cities have realized this and are moving forward with very well-crafted city plans. We must work together to bring to scale and to solidly blanket our cities with the resources, programs, and people that can bring about transformation, opportunity, and improve well-being to others. There are some cool, interesting, and replicable models out there. Hunger is a symptom of a deeper trouble in society. We plan to get about the process, policies, and connections that address the longer-term cure. We don't have the luxury to fall behind in this endeavor. This is a very serious problem. And as our economy continues to spurt along, more and more people are impacted by this issue. For at the end of the day, food is all about community, connection, and caring. Things that the people in this audience know all about and are deeply committed to.